Women who are underweight may run a higher risk of having a miscarriage. That's according to the findings of a study from London published in the British Journal of Obstetrics and Gynaecology. Investigators asked 6,000 women about lifestyle and other factors, and they analysed differences emerging between 600 of these who had a first trimester miscarriage as compared with similar women who didn't. I called to see one of the authors of the study, Pat Doyle, and asked her first which factors they were looking for. Were they interested in diet, for example?
We were always interested in diet, but also things like previous history. We already know that if you've had a poor obstetric history, you have an increased risk of miscarriage. We were interested in age. We were interested in father's age, for instance, which hasn't really been looked at. Fathers get ignored in this science, and so we were quite interested in asking a few things about the fathers. So we also asked about weight, smoking, and all the other things that we consider as risky behaviour, such as alcohol.
Now, you've highlighted in this piece body mass index or body weight, but what factors overall did come out of the study then?
Okay, well, actually, we were very pleased to find that the things we expected to come up, that the things that other people have worked on, and we would have been very worried if they hadn't come up, did come up. And that, so increased maternal age, so as you get older, you increase the risk. If you've had a miscarriage before, you also increase your risk. And some of those things we were expecting and we saw, so that was very gratifying. There was nothing, if you like, we weren't concerned about the quality of the data. A few things were surprises, though, that we didn't expect, and one of these was the weight story. I personally was expecting a story with overweight, because we do know people who are overweight can have very complex pregnancies. We didn't find that here, although there was a little bit of an effect, but I won't go into the statistics on that. But what we did find quite clearly was women who were underweight, that's less than 18.5 body mass index, we found that they had about a 70% increased risk of miscarriage. And that is very thin. They're severely underweight. That we'd be worried about those women if we were seeing them clinically, concerned that they were so slim.
And this is an entirely new finding. It was unexpected because, as you say, you were expecting obesity or overweight to cause a problem. So what do you make of this?
It's actually not that surprising, simply because if you consider the demands of pregnancy and breastfeeding, and especially breastfeeding, if you're very, very slim with low fat stores to start with, in terms of the health of the mother and the baby, in fact, it may be that we are designed, I know this is a rather non-medical way of putting it, but we may need to have a certain fat store before. It's not surprising, having thought of it in that way.
Among the women, though, of low body weight, what was the effect of having nutritional supplements and vitamins?
That's an interesting question. We didn't look at it within them. We looked at it in the whole group. So what we did find was a protective effect of a good diet, which, again, not surprising. Some work on this has been done, and we found a similar effect, that if you have a good diet rich in vitamins and minerals, then you have a lower risk of miscarriage compared to those who don't.
Now, I think you highlighted vegetables too, fruit and vegetables.
Yes, we were asked about daily consumption of fruit and vegetables, which were found to be protective. Now, we haven't dug down into the data on what types, basically because we didn't ask in sufficient detail, because the questionnaire was long enough, and you just put people off if you ask too much. But I think it's something that goes along with the healthy eating, the preparing for pregnancy idea. So again, it's not surprising, but this is evidence that it's a real effect.
So what then might be the messages coming out of this that clinicians could apply? Because inevitably, whether your study you feel is complete or not, inevitably people are going to want to ask your opinion about what they should do.
This outcome was miscarriage, but I think this statement I'm going to make is almost across the board with all pregnancy outcomes and even infertility itself, is that if you're thinking of pregnancy, there is this idea of planning for pregnancy. In other words, it's not a passive process. And I think the more we emphasise, society emphasises, there's a special time in people's lives which really affect not only the life of the fetus but the life of the mother. And that is preparing, having a good diet, changing behaviours. It's a good thing to do in terms of public health, but in terms of the miscarriage itself, then the message is the same.
That was Pat Doyle, who holds the Chair of Epidemiology at the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. For the Audio Journal of Global Health Issues, I'm Peter Goodwin.